I'm Jacob, and you're listening to Down Gilead Lane.
You want to go to Crazy Grace's?
My goal? Lose the attitude.
And don't call her that.
I figured the porch was the only place no one's mad at me.
Think again.
Huh?
Are you okay, Michael?
Is this another one of those rhetorical questions?
All right, you two. I just have to run into the department store and pick up a shirt for Dad.
Come on, Mom. Can't Timmy and I just go into Gears and Gadgets?
Yeah, Mommy. I want to go to the toy store, please.
I don't know. Do you think you can stay put for 20 minutes?
Yeah,
I know we can.
Well, I guess.
Yes.
But, Michael, do not let Timmy out of your sight, okay?
Okay.
You're responsible for him. You won't let him leave your side.
Definitely not.
All right. I'll be back before you know it.
Bye, Mom.
See ya.
Bye. Come on, Timmy. They probably have new video games at the demo station.
Yeah.
Cool. Tackletown 4 is out. You play the game right next to mine.
Okay.
Yeah. Good one. Yes. Get him.
Jump. All right.
Hey, Mike.
Oh, hi, Joey.
Cool. I didn't know Tackletown 4 was out yet.
Yeah, the effects are awesome.
Hey, Everything Sports just opened. It's a couple stores down.
It did?
Yeah, and they have the new Hydrosonic shoes in.
Really?
And they have a hoop and half court in the back of the store. You can try on the shoes and everything.
Let's go!
Yes! Jump, jump! I can do it! Hey, Mikey! Did you see... Mikey? Mikey! Where are you?
Ugh, this yard is like a garbage dump. How do they keep getting into the trash cans? Brooke!
What?
There you are. Did you see our yard again?
Yeah, those squirrels are back with a vengeance. Dad's gonna be so mad. What's that smell?
Rotten sour cream. I just stepped in it.
Gross.
I came to tell you that Luke just called. He said everyone's at his house waiting to go on the bike ride.
Great. Do you know where my tire pump is?
The one Mikey left over at Aunt Kelly and Uncle Peter's?
What?
It's at Aunt Kelly and Uncle Peter's.
Oh, I told Michael he could only borrow it if he put it right back. And he said he would. Now what am I supposed to do?
Why do you need it?
Take a look at my tire.
Oh, you definitely shouldn't ride it like that.
No kidding. But everyone's waiting for me to go biking around the new trails at the park.
Well, Dad's on his way out here. Maybe he can help. But I gotta go. Hope it works out.
Thanks.
Whoa!
Sorry, Dad. See you later.
Bye. Where's she off to?
Who knows?
Did you see what those squirrels did again?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Ah, the yard looks horrible. Could you clean it up, honey? I'm off to a meeting downtown.
Maybe I can do it later, but I'm already late meeting Luke and some friends.
Oh.
And Michael never put my bike pump back, even though he said he would. So now I have a flat and I can't do anything about it.
Oh, I'm sorry, hon. Tell you what. Why don't I take you to the gas station to fill up the tire and then drop you off at Luke's on the way to my meeting? That way, they won't have to wait any longer.
What do you... Thanks, Dad.
And I'll talk to Michael about keeping his word.
I'll see you at school tomorrow, Joey. I gotta go get my little brother.
Okay, see you later.
I just hope he didn't notice I left. Timmy! Uh-oh, where is he? Excuse me, ma'am?
Yes, can I help you?
Yeah, I can't find my little brother. He's about this tall and he's got blonde hair. He was playing this video game a couple minutes ago.
Doesn't sound familiar. Maybe we should check around the store.
Yeah.
Oh, there you are, Michael. Where's Timmy?
I don't know, Mom. I can't find him.
What do you mean, you can't find him? You were watching him, weren't you?
Yeah, we were playing the video game demos and then Joey from my class came up and said there were some new shoes at Everything Sports.
Don't tell me you left him.
I was only gone a couple minutes, Mom.
Oh. Michael, I told you to stay with him.
I know, but I was only gone for a second. I just forgot.
This is Mary Morrison. Please report to the information booth at the west end of the mall. Mary Morrison to the information booth.
Let's go.
That's a smart little boy you've got there, ma'am. He knew just what to do.
Thank you so much. Oh, Timmy, you had us so worried.
I'm sorry. I just didn't know what to do when I couldn't find Michael.
You did exactly the right thing, son.
Well, I just remembered that Mommy always told me to either stay right where I was or tell a policeman if I got lost. And I saw you outside the store, so I just told you my brother lost me.
That was very responsible, Timmy. I'm so proud of you.
Where'd you go, Mikey?
Just a couple stores down. I'm sorry, Timmy.
Thank you again, sir.
Oh, my pleasure. Have a nice day.
Michael James, do you have any idea how dangerous that was? Do you know what could have happened?
I know. I'm so sorry, Mom. I wasn't thinking. But I didn't do it on purpose.
It doesn't matter if you did it on purpose. I put you in charge of your brother, and you walked away from your responsibility. If Timmy hadn't thought to find the security guard, I don't even want to think of what might have happened.
I know.
Let's just go home.
Grace, thanks for the lemonade. It's the best in the world.
Thank you. You're welcome to it any time. I love it when you come to visit me.
Me too. Sometime I hope my brothers and sister might come too.
One of these days, I'm sure.
Mikey said he didn't want me to come over here anymore. He believes what the rest of the town says.
That I'm a crazy old blind lady who isn't safe to be with?
Yep, but I told him he had to come.
Now, Haley, we've been over this.
I know, but doesn't it make you so mad that people believe all these lies about you? Don't you get tired of it?
When people want to come, they'll find their way down Gilead Lane, just like you did.
But if I make Michael come with me, I know he'll just love you. And then he'll see that everyone else is crazy, not you.
I appreciate that. Michael will come with you someday when he's ready. Just give him some time.
Can I at least invite him?
Well, of course. And tell him I'd love to meet him. But no pressuring him, all right?
Okay. See you later.
Hi, Brooke.
What are you doing out here?
I figured the porch was the only place no one's mad at me.
Think again.
Huh?
Michael, you ruined my night.
What? I wasn't even near you. How could I?
Remember my bike pump? The one you took off my bike and you said you'd put back as soon as you were done?
Yeah.
Well, did you put it back?
I think so.
No, you didn't. And because I couldn't fill my flat tire today, a whole group of people sat around waiting for an hour while Dad took me to fill my tire at the gas station. By the time we got there, we couldn't go on the ride we planned.
Oh.
Look, I forgive you, Mikey, but I can't lend you anything until I can count on you.
Okay.
Hey, Brooke. Did Dad help you fix your flat?
Yeah, and he drove me to Luke's so they wouldn't have to wait any longer. I'm going in.
See ya. You really should have put her pump back.
I know, and let me guess. I did something to destroy your life today too, right?
Not that I can think of. No.
Well, the day's not over.
Move over. Did you see what the squirrels did to the garbage again? The yard looks terrible. Dad's gonna have those things stuffed and mounted. Hey, what's wrong with you?
Nothing.
Yeah, right. Why are you sitting out here?
I just wanted to stay out of the way until dinner. I don't want to mess anything else up.
What'd you do now? I mean, besides ruining Brooke's night.
I lost Timmy in the mall.
What? How do you lose a brother?
It wasn't hard. I could teach you if you want.
I'll pass. Did you find him?
No, we just picked up another brother at the mall. They were running a 2-for-1 sale, so we got a spare for the next time I lose one.
Very funny. What happened, for real?
He found a guard and they called Mom over the speaker.
He's so smart.
I know.
I'm not saying you're not smart, Mikey.
Just leave me alone, Haley. I'm a good big brother. People sometimes just make mistakes, okay?
Okay, you don't have to get mad at me. I didn't do anything.
Where have you been anyway?
I was just down at the end of Gilead Lane.
Haley, I told you not to go back there. You have to listen to me.
You're not the boss of me.
I'm your big brother, and you have to do what I tell you.
Why should I listen to you?
Do you know how much trouble I would get in if something happened to you, and I knew that you were going down to Crazy Grace's?
Mikey, she's not crazy. I told you that 100 times.
The lady's nuts, and it's my job to look out for you. So stay away from her.
Okay, listen. If you're that worried about it, then why don't you come with me?
I'm not going with you.
You don't have to come, but I think you should just meet her.
Promise me you won't go back there.
I won't promise that, because you shouldn't break promises, and I know I would break that one.
Fine. then at least promise you won't go back there without me.
Really? You'll go?
If you promise.
I promise.
Michael, come on in here. I want to talk to you.
Of course, if I meet my maker in the next few minutes, neither one of us will have a chance to go down there.
We understand each other?
Yeah. I have to keep my word and be more responsible.
That's right.
Is Dad done with you yet? Everyone else is in bed.
Well, I think between your talk with him earlier and mine just now, we've got things covered. What do you think, Mikey?
Yeah, we've definitely covered things.
Then let's get upstairs. Oh, and Mikey, I'm leaving the sports drinks here on the counter.
Okay. Why are you telling me?
Because it's your turn to take the refreshments to football practice tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
So just pick them up after school on your way to the park.
Okay.
Oh, and we've got to get that garbage picked up tomorrow. There was a banana peel on my windshield this morning.
Do you boys want to lose our game this weekend? Is that why all of you are butterfingers today?
Actually, Coach, I think we're playing bad because...
It's a rhetorical question, Morrison. You don't answer it.
Oh, sorry.
Well, it's time for a drink break anyway. Maybe we'll play better after that. Now, where are they, Morrison? Morrison?
Is this another one of those rhetorical questions?
No, I want an answer.
Okay, what do you want me to say?
I want you to tell me where the drinks are. The team's thirsty.
But why would I know where they are?
Because it's your week.
Oh, I forgot, Coach.
Aww. Mikey, hey, Mikey, you forgot these.
Well, at least we can count on one of the Morrison boys. Thanks for bringing the drinks, young man.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. I just saw them on the counter and told Mom, and she said you must have forgotten them. So, I thought I'd bring them here. Because I thought you'd be really thirsty.
Yeah, I'm sure the guys are happy.
Good thing I showed up when I did, right?
Yeah, good thing.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Daddy.
Hey, Dad. You've got something on your shoe.
Oatmeal. We have to clean up that yard. Michael, I'm running Justin over to Aunt Kelly and Uncle Peter so we can work with Lauren. You want to come and pick up Brooke's air pump?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, you don't have to do that. I already got it.
What? How'd you do that?
What are you talking about?
Mommy and I were over this afternoon while you were at practice, and I remembered that you left it there, so we brought it home.
You shouldn't have.
It's no big deal. Forget it.
No, I mean it. You shouldn't have. I can take care of myself, Timmy.
I was just helping, Mikey.
I'm tired of your help.
Hey, Michael, that's enough. Timmy, thank you for bringing home Brooke's pump.
You're welcome.
Now, Michael, I'd like you to go outside, please, and start cleaning up the garbage. It looks horrible.
I better not. I might let everyone down.
Hey, watch your tone, sir.
What? Why don't you just ask Timmy to do it? He'll probably do it anyway.
Michael, lose the attitude now.
Sorry.
I'll do it, Dad.
You'll pick up the whole yard?
Sure.
Well, Mom and I would appreciate that, son. I'll see you in a little bit.
What's wrong with you, Mikey?
Nothing.
Yeah, right. You look like you just lost your best friend. No, wait. I mean, your little brother.
You're not funny, Haley. And I'm not in the mood.
Oh, come on. I was kidding. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Do you want to go to Crazy Grace's?
Do you? And don't call her that.
I'll go down there if you want to.
Why the sudden change of heart?
Unlike me, I know you'll keep your word. And you told me you wouldn't go back there without me, even though you want to go.
What's the catch?
There is no catch. Do you want to go or not?
Well, yeah, but you're just being so nice.
Don't get used to it. Besides, it'd just be a treat to talk to someone I've never let down before. That's a pretty cool dog, Grace. Should I call you that or Miss Anders?
Oh, I prefer Grace. And thank you. Finn McCool is a great dog.
So did you have to train him to be a guide dog, or did he come like that?
I went to a special place for several weeks to be trained how to live with a seeing eye dog.
And that's where I met Finn. He spent his whole life learning how to do this kind of work.
Cool.
You can say that again. You know, walking with a seeing eye dog is a venture in trust every time you go out. I have to be confident that Finn won't lead me into any dangerous situations and that he'll live up to everything he's supposed to be.
I never thought about it like that before.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's easy to take things for granted until you lose them. And losing your sight makes you realize just how important it is to be able to depend on others.
Like Finn McCool.
Yeah, like Finn McCool. Of course, I'm not afraid anymore when I go out with him, because I've had him long enough now that he's shown me how trustworthy he is.
Doesn't he ever get distracted or anything? Like if you're walking down the road and he sees a squirrel or another dog, doesn't he ever just want to go play?
Well, I'm sure he does. Who wouldn't? But he's a very responsible dog. And when he's working, he lives up to his responsibility, knowing I need him.
It's a good thing he's a dog and not a person.
Excuse me?
Well, I think a person would really let you down.
Actually, I rely on people for a lot of things. Do you know how I get my groceries?
How?
Well, think about it. I'm blind, so I can't drive my car down to the store to pick things up. And even if Taylor's Fresh Market was close enough, I couldn't walk back with all my bags of food, could I?
I guess not.
So what do you think I do?
I don't know.
Just tell us, Grace.
Well, Mr. Key picks up my things for me.
Mr. Key, our neighbor?
But he's so old!
He may be older than most of us, but he's very strong and dependable. He goes to the store every Thursday. And when I moved back here, he told me that he'd do my shopping for me. So he always stops here first to get my list.
Wow. What if Mr. Key just didn't show up some Thursday?
Well, I'd probably be really hungry by Saturday. But I can count on Mr. Key. And believe me, I really appreciate that. Especially when I have a doctor's appointment or something important. I know he's not the kind of person who would make other plans. And I know that he'll be there when he says he will be.
Kinda makes me never want to give anyone my word ever again.
Oh, don't say that, Michael. We need to be able to depend on each other in this world. And not just if you're blind, either. In fact, I bet you can name people in your life that you lean on all the time.
Yeah. My mom usually does our grocery shopping.
She's not just talking about food anymore.
No, I'm talking about everyday things. Being responsible and dependable is so important. But enough about all that. Michael, I want to know more about you.
Can you believe that whole conversation started because Mikey said your dog is cool?
It all makes sense, though.
Yes. Finn makes me think about all kinds of things. And he's the perfect picture of why it's important to be responsible.
You've got me convinced.
One more thing. You know, Jesus said that if we are faithful in little things, he'll put us in charge of bigger things as time goes on. And that's the greatest honor in the world, to know that God trusts us to do his work.
But what if you're just bad at being responsible?
Then you work at it. We can't give up hope just because we're not perfect. We need to take Christ's Spirit into us to give us power. Then we add our own effort and an attitude of kindness, and we're on our way.
Make it sound so easy.
It's not easy, but it's certainly not complicated. You lean on God. He fills you up and you keep on growing, and it's well worth it. I don't know about you, but my throat is dry from talking so much. How about some lemonade?
I thought you'd never ask.
You can stay, Haley, but I think I'm gonna head home.
Are you okay, Michael?
Yeah, I just have to go. But it was real nice meeting you and Finn.
Well, you too, and don't be a stranger.
I won't. See you at home, Haley.
There you are, Michael.
Were you looking for me?
Haley was asking for you when she got home. She and Timmy wanted to play go fish with you. They're in the kitchen.
Okay. Where are you going?
I have to run over and pick up Justin from Aunt Kelly and Uncle Peter's. Brooke's upstairs if you need anything, and Dad'll be home any minute. Be right back.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Mikey. You want to play it with us?
Sure. Do me in, Haley.
Where were you?
I was just doing something else.
Whatever. Timmy's won 2 games in a row, so watch out for him.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Dad.
Hello there. Oh, there room for me in this game?
Sure. I'll deal you a hand.
Thanks, sweetie. Timmy, the yard looks wonderful. I'm so proud of you.
The yard?
Yeah, the yard. You did such a great job. I can't even believe it.
You picked up all that garbage by yourself, Timmy?
Well, he sure did. Now, what I can't figure out is how you rigged the lids so that wire holds the cans closed and the squirrels can't get in so easily anymore. I mean, I'm really impressed, Timmy.
Well, Daddy, I didn't really do it.
What?
I didn't fix the cans or pick up the garbage.
But, son, you told me that you were going to clean up the yard.
I know, but I guess I forgot. I saw Mr. Key going down to Pixley Pond, and Mommy said I could go with him, so I guess I just left the yard like it was.
Oh. Well, if you didn't clean it up, then who did?
I did, Dad.
You, Michael? But I thought you said you weren't going to do it.
I know that's what I said, but I just felt bad about how I kept forgetting to do stuff I said I would.
What made you change your mind?
I just want to be someone that you can count on, Dad. I know I've messed up, and I want to prove that you can trust me.
Well, thank you, Michael. And believe me, if you keep up work like you did today, I know Mom and I will be able to count on you soon enough.
I hope so, and God, too.
Well said, son.
Can we start this game?
Oh, sorry.
Because I told Mom I'd set this table for dinner before she got back, and after what you just said, I better do it.
Do you remember the parable Jesus told about the master and his servants? The master went away on a long trip, so he gave each of his servants some of his money to take care of while he was gone. One servant got $5,000. When their master returned, that servant told him, "You gave me $5,000. See, I have turned it into $10,000." The master thought that was great and said, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things." It's just like what Grace said to Michael. If we can be faithful in the little things, God will put us in charge of the bigger things. It's amazing when the master, God, trusts his servants, us, enough to let us do something for him. So how have you been doing on your responsibilities lately? Write us and let us know. You can email us at gilead@cbhministries.org or write us at Gilead, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. In Canada, write us at P.O. Box 124, Maple Ridge, B.C., V2X7E9. Today's program of Mike and Finn was a production of CBH Ministries and was written and directed by Beth Klima. Our production engineers were Steve O'Dell and Mitch Disselcombe, with music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Randy Heckman. And I'm Jacob, hoping you'll join us again next week down Gilead Lane.